Fuck Bitch, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Fuck Bitch by Carrie Trestack. The only thing she can think of is that it is the last day at his office in Oslo. She takes a deep breath and feels her ears grow hot. "Don't wear panties in Paris," he said, and the sudden finger in her butthole later. "I'm no fuck bitch," she hissed. His smile was peculiar. His golden tooth glittered. The great big sliding glass doors facing the garden are open. The afternoon sun warms her skin and makes the luminous green splashing surface of the swimming pool glimmer like diamonds. The May air flows in with its scent of sweet roses and the humming of busy bees. It's a Saturday afternoon. Carrie is flat out on the sunbed with her eyes shut, dreaming. Her straw-yellow smooth hair flows, and her arms are limp at her sides. Just then, he comes sauntering across the tiles, Frederick, her boss, and the owner of this luxurious villa in Versailles, just outside Paris. Her heart thuds hard in her chest, and her hands get sweaty. He's wearing a light suit and a black silk polo shirt. His salt and pepper hair lies like a helmet around his head. His sparkling eyes and the wide, pale lips give him a refined, cool look. Her cunt knots up. Her cheeks get warm. Once she reaches the sunbed, he sinks to his knees and puts his long, slender hand at the nape of her neck, bends down and buries his face in the valley between her breasts. Again, she feels that mysterious, tantalizing feeling of powerlessness washing in over her body and soul in his presence. She simply has to surrender herself to him and pushes her bare breasts hornily to his lips, kisses the thin hair by his ear. His fingers sneak in beneath the hem of her bikini bottoms and keep going to her warm, wet hole. She sighs. His mouth drools happily to the nipple. He takes her hand and guides it to his flies. She unzips him shakily. All she wants to do is serve him, taste his goods. They practically pour forth into her hand, and his equipment takes her breath away. He's as long as hard as she's dreamed, and she's not surprised that it's cold as steel. The man is unusual from one end to the other. She lets her fingernails scrape against the soft skin of the wonderful cock, pulls the foreskin back, twists her head down, and licks the bluish-purple dickhead with the tip of her tongue. It tastes salty. His balls lie in her hand, soft and cool like a newly hatched chick. She lets the dick slide in between her lips, while slowly jacking him off with one hand, sucking and suckling it. He moans and stands up so that she can pull his trousers off. He pulls off his jacket and his polo before falling to his knees beside her again. He peels off her bikini bottoms, grabs the bottle of sun cream, and starts lotioning her tummy. She gives in to pleasure, every cell in her body shivering with delight. "The contract looks good," he purrs over her. "You're everything a boss could wish for, my young, blue-eyed Norse goddess.